Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Oh, he's good. He's good, he's good. Well, I tell you, it's been a busy week for us, but, even in all the business and even in all the things that come up, you know, God himself is faithful. He is so good to us that even when we don't see it, he's working. And even when we don't feel it, he's working. So I've seen that in my life a lot this week, that because sometimes you don't have the goosebumps. Sometimes you don't have the external feeling that God's present. You know, so we're not driven by feelings. We're not walking by feelings. So when we don't have those feelings, there's still something inside us that said, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. And and I know you have that same feeling as well. But I want to speak to you a little bit this morning concerning the word faithfulness. And I'm going to be talking about faithfulness to God in today's culture. God is really looking for several things inside us to be manifested. And one of those things is faithful. Faithfulness is very crucial for this day and this time. Our obedience and faithfulness are different. They're different words and they have different meanings. To obey, you know, you obey something that the Lord tells you to do or your authority tells you to do, and then you obey, you follow through with obedience. So that's giving an action to something that you've been asked to do. See, but faithfulness is different. Faithfulness is that thing that you are steadily going toward that is proving that you are trustworthy. Your faithfulness is what proves that you are trustworthy. Amen. You know, Jesus loved everybody, but he didn't trust everybody. Amen. You know, it says that there's certain things that he didn't give them because he knew them and he did not trust them. He didn't put his trust in those people at that time. Why? You just can't trust everything, everybody. Is that true? You know, but trustworthy people, you can. But see, that trustworthiness has to be proven. And that's the reason our faithfulness is so crucial, because it proves us being trustworthy. If you're trustworthy, you're worthy of somebody putting their trust in you with either something or something said or something given, so they can trust you with it, knowing what? What do they know if they feel like you're trustworthy? They can trust you. They can trust you with whatever they're about to give you. You know, what I'm going to say today is not going to be anything new. More than likely, everybody in here has either heard about it or know it or whatever. You know, but I have learned one thing in my walk with God. When we come together, and then when I go before the Lord, a lot of times he's not going to give me something new. He does give me something new, but he doesn't always give me something new. So when we come together, we don't need to wait to hear something new. Our biggest thing is to hear from the Lord. Whatever he has, that's true. Whatever he has, whenever he's speaking, we need. That's true. Whatever he has and he wants to give us, we need to get it, even if we've heard it before. How many of you ever read a scripture before and you thought you had it down pat, and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit pulls back a little bit more layer and you say, wow, I've never saw that before. See? Why? He'll tell you something. He'll tell you a lot of things that you've already heard, but he's bringing something to you and I that we need to go back and revisit. And it may be something new again, but it may be the same thing that we say, yeah, I really need to pick up on that. I really need to enter in more of that I already know. How many of you think you're walking, not spiritually, but you're walking and manifesting the fullness of God? Well, not yet. We're not manifesting the fullness of God yet. We have the fullness of God, but we're not manifesting fully. You know, that's the reason Ephesians says, until we come to the full stature of who he is. That's a word, it says until. So there's some things that work in us that God is doing in us and through us and to us that helps us manifest to live out and to demonstrate the fullness of who he is. That's the reason we're still becoming like Jesus Christ. We're still in the process of becoming like him and manifesting his love, manifesting his hope, manifesting his presence in a way that it'll be like the days of old when they told the people, said, you know, they're not an educated people. Matter of fact, they're a little bit ignorant. But one thing they took note of, they had been with Jesus. See, because as demonstrating as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus, they were demonstrating a faithful walk by being with him. See, our faithfulness is extremely important. Our obedience is too, right? Sure it is. You know, when he tells us something to do, we need to do that. And but our faithfulness is something that we need to talk about today. Over in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6, it says, most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? Most men can proclaim their own goodness, or how good they are, or what good things that they do. Most men can, and when he says men and man, it's talking about men and women. It's not leaving, it's a general term for mankind. But he said most people can proclaim their own goodness. But the question is, who can find a faithful person? See, faithfulness is very crucial for today. See, this thing about faithfulness means to be firm, to be permanent, to be true, to be a long continuance, to be steadfast, to commit oneself to. So that is the demonstration of faithfulness biblically. There's a word picture that is given by the Hebrews that the word picture of faithfulness for them is a mother and an infant in the arms of the mother. And they call that faithfulness. Why? Because they realize that mom didn't just have the baby and that's it. That mom has to be faithful in nurturing, feeding, taking care of, clothing, encouraging. Now, the thing is, well, how long does that last? What did the mother say? A lifetime. See, so the faithfulness, the Jewish picture of faithfulness is once you have the baby, you just don't have the baby and quit. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm going to say that I know it's terrible, but just recently a three-year-old was left in a car for how many hours? It was about 3 hours, 4 hours, something. I might have been longer than that. But the three-year-old died. And this is just this past month. And they said, we forgot they were there. We forgot he was there. Now, somewhere along the line, a responsibility for that child and the faithfulness to take care of that child went missing. A distraction, whatever, but it went missing. See, faithfulness is something that is going to be there. See, faithfulness in a mother is when people don't even know you're up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And fathers do it too. But other people don't even realize that you had a rough night taking care of a sick child. But see, faithfulness is the very thing that is inside us. You know, faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit. So the faithfulness of God and faithfulness of God is in us, and the faithfulness to God we're developing. And we have to develop, because there's a lot of things we're going to be talking about today that I want to bring up. But 1 Samuel Eli did not have a good thing about raising his sons. And he allowed his sons to just do some things that he just really should not have done, that we should not have let them do. So the faithfulness of him, of the father, was not an example that taught them godliness. And this is what, over in 1 Samuel, this is what the Lord said after the failure of Eli's sons. He said, this is the Lord, I will raise up for myself a faithful priest. Now, he's saying that at that point in time, but if you and I both, all of us know that we are priests and kings. He has made us priests and kings. That's how he's made us. In him, we're priests and kings. He says that you are a holy priesthood. We are a holy priesthood. So take this in when you hear what the Lord said. The Lord said, I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do accordingly to what is in my heart and what is in my mind. I'm going to raise up a priesthood. I'm going to raise up a priest that will do accordingly to what is in my heart and what is in my mind. And I will build him a sure house. That word sure and the word faithful, priest, faithful and sure, same word. Exact same word. So instead of saying a sure house, you can say, I will build him a faithful house. Your faithfulness will impact your house. Your faithfulness as an example of walking with God and to God will impact your house. And he also says this, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. When you look at this, he said, I will raise a faithful priest up, and he will do accordingly to what's in my heart, not what's in his heart, what's in my heart, what's in my mind, not what's in his mind, what's in my mind. And I'll build for him a faithful house. His household will be faithful. His household will come into the faithfulness of God and walk in faithfulness. And God sees it, and then God is faithful enough to do something about it. Right? So that's the faithfulness of God. Then he goes on and says, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. And when you study that out, it says this person will be able to walk with the anointing of God on him. He'll be in a faithful house, and he'll walk with the anointing of God on him, the very presence of God on him. So now we see how important faithfulness is. It's just a beginning, but we're seeing how faithfulness is. See, we don't have faithfulness to do our own thing, what we want to do. That's not called faithfulness. It's just faithfulness to God is doing what's in his heart and what's in his mind, regardless of what anything else out here tells you differently. No matter what it is, it's telling you differently. Faithfulness will do what's in his heart and his mind. Does that make sense? Now, do you think we need that today? Absolutely. If we ever need it, we need it in today's culture. But we should be able to do, or should be faithful to his will, what his will is. You know, Jesus struggled. Jesus went to the garden. He said, if it's your will, I want you to take this cup, take this thing that I'm about to go through, remove it, take it away. But he didn't say, amen. He said, but nevertheless, which is mine and your will. Nevertheless, that's a lesser. His will is the biggest. His will is the best. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but yours. Yours. How many of you have ever struggled in your prayer life doing something, saying something, and yet you just somehow feel like in one sense of the word, you're being just a little bit selfish. Have you ever been in those places where when you were praying, all of a sudden you just feel like, you know, God, I really want you to do what you want to do in me, and I want to do whatever you want me to do, and I want to be faithful to the calling, faithful to the anointing, faithful to what you've given me. See, that's how we should live. Over in 2 Chronicles, you can write this one down. Second Chronicles 16, it says, for the eyes, 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. That is becoming one of my favorite verses. He's looking to and fro, looking for that person, that that person's heart is completely God's. And he said, I'm looking for him. And why is he looking for him? Why is he looking for her? So he can strongly support them whose heart is committed, whose heart is given, whose heart is totally God's. Well, I mean, you know, for him to strongly support you and demonstrate that to everybody. Strongly supported. Now, the Lord is your provider. The Lord is your sustainer. The Lord is your healer. The Lord is your savior. You know, but he wants us to choose following him and not ask to be robots. Make me do this, Lord. If he was going to do that, he'd have made them in the garden. But he didn't. He gave them a choice to serve him with their obedience and with their faithfulness to him. And that's what he's given us. He's given us the choice to be able to. It's like this thing. He said, I've set before you life and death. But he doesn't stop with that. He said, I've set before you life and death. Well, what's the next thing that he says? Choose life. See, he's telling you, this is what you need to choose. I've given you a choice, but this right here is what you need to choose. Choose life. And we should always choose life. He says, I want to strongly support, and I want to show people, I want to show these people who are totally committed and their heart belongs to me. They've given me all of them, all of who they are, and I'll strongly support who they are and what they're doing. Well, how would you, you know, wouldn't you like to be strongly supported? You know? I said, well, some of you, well, I am strongly supported. And I said, well, if you're going in the direction that God didn't tell you to go, you're not strongly supported. In that moment, in that area, you know, because we may not be faithful in the things that God has given us or God has told us. This other one is in Luke chapter 16, and it's in verse 10. It says this, he who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much. What is he telling us? See, this is how faithfulness is expanded. And that's what we should be able to do, is expand what we've been given and be faithful to it. And he said, if you're faithful in this little thing, what's his promise? What did he say would happen? He says, you will be faithful in much. But if you're not faithful in the little, in the small things, you're not going to be faithful in the bigger things. You know, I heard Dennis McEntee say one time, he said, how you do anything is how you do everything. So this little thing that nobody's taking notice, nobody probably sees it, nobody probably hears about it, but this little thing, you stay faithful in doing it. Even though you're not getting credit. Hello. Even though you're not getting credit, even though they're not giving you all the accolades, you're doing this little thing that nobody notices but God. And God says, if you're faithful in fulfilling and completing, see, the completion is about the faithfulness. and the completion of it. He said, if you'll be faithful in this little thing, you will be faithful in a whole lot of things. See, that's the character of what faithfulness is. Being unfaithful in the things. I mean, people think just being unfaithful is always toward a relationship. Can be, but that's not always. It's not always. You can be unfaithful in the task that God has given you to do. You've been unfaithful in the very thing that he's given you, that we'll find out a little bit later, because you didn't do anything with it. You're not given anything else to do. Because what is happening? Your faithfulness to God shows and realizes and realizes to the earth and everybody else that you can be trusted. So when you and I grow in our faithfulness to the things that God has either said, what we've said, what God has said, and what he's given. See, faithfulness is about what we have said. I know Antonio and them are not here today, but I want to use him for an example. I preached a message many years ago about because I said I would. And it was about when you say you're going to go do something, go do it. Even if vacation comes up. Somebody asks you to say this, somebody, listen, the thing is, we either going to be a people, be faithful to what we've said or not. I remember him, he signed up for VBS, Vacation Bible School. And he was down there that week, and he came to me on Monday, and he said this. He said, Pastor, can I speak to you? And I said, sure. And he said, I know I signed up for Vacation Bible School, and I'm here, and I love it. And this was just the first night. I'm here, and I love it. And I said, great, that is great. We're glad to have you. He said, but my alumni basketball team, and this man loves basketball, and he's good at it. He really is. My alumni basketball team is having an alumni game Wednesday night. And I said, okay. See, I wasn't going to give him the answer. I was going to make him talk to me. You know, I said, okay. He said, well, I really don't know what I need to do. And I said, well, what did you sign up for first? He said, Vacation Bible School. And I said, so it's this Wednesday. And he said, yeah, it's this Wednesday. He said, I just really don't know what I need to do. I really want to go play basketball. And I said, well, you can always go to Gina and talk to her and ask her for a release of your word. And that's exactly what it is. True? It's exactly what it is. You can ask her for a release of your word on Wednesday so you can go play basketball. And he looked at me and he said, nah, I know what I got to do. And I said, okay. And I never asked him what that was. But on Wednesday night, I saw him. He told me later, he said, you know, that has helped me grow so much. It's helped me grow so much to understand that when I give my word, when I say that I'm going to do something, I really need to go do that. Even though something comes up, he said, I just said, well, no, I'm already committed here. I can't do that. Even though you really, 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 really want to do this. See, but he made the commitment to be faithful to his word. Now, there may be sometimes that when you really do feel like you need to go back and ask for a release, you certainly don't need to not just show up. Okay. See, this is the fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness. Following the Spirit of God is faithfulness. So we're looking at this. He said, be faithful in the little things. You'll be faithful in the bigger things. If you can't be trusted in the small things, you will not be trusted in the bigger things. So how much do you want to be trusted with from God? How much do you want to be, how much do you really want to be trusted with to the point of saying, God, you know, whatever, just give me whatever you want me to have. And I'll be faithful with it. I'll be faithful to it. This is one. He goes on and he says this in the same passage. He says, therefore, if you have not been faithful to in the use of unrighteous mammon, if you've not been faithful, even with an unrighteous mammon, money, if you've not been faithful with money, who will entrust you with the true riches? I'm looking at that, and I'm like, you know, what are the true riches? The true riches are the thing that you walk in spiritually, and you can bring healing to somebody just by saying the word. Or you can say something that God had given you that you can impart wisdom, you can impart a blessing, you can impart a word of prophecy to people. That, I mean, that's really the true riches, hearing from God and being able to speak it. I mean, that's not all the true riches. He said, but if you can't be faithful in the very thing with unrighteous, with money, if you can't be faithful with money, you hear me? If you can't be faithful with money, you won't be trusted with the true riches. Okay. Amen, Pastor. Then he said, if you have not been faithful in the use of that which belongs to another, if you've not been faithful to that which belongs to another, who will give you that which is your own? So you've got something that belongs to another, or you serve someone that you're serving them, and this, whatever they're over, belongs to another. Not being faithful to what belongs to another, he said, you won't be able to have your own. Make your employer successful. Do everything that you can to make him successful. That's being faithful to something that belongs to somebody else. He said, then when you're able to do that, you'll have your own. These words are in red. I didn't make them up. These words, you know, these are red words, and this is the way Jesus says, this is the way you need to live. You know, you can't, you're not after one say, well, I want mine. Well, how's that? I said, if I serve him, how's that going to improve me? If I start doing this, how's that going to work out for me? That's not for you to worry about. I you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says that God is the one who, the promotion does not come from the north, south, east, and west. Promotion does not come in the natural. He said, but God is the promoter. God is the judge, and he'll raise up who he chooses to raise up, and he'll back down on whoever it needs the backing down on. God is the one. God is the promoter. You serve faithfully, he'll do the promoting. So whenever you're serving someone, wherever they're headed, as long as that's not sinful in the direction, serve them. Matter of fact, listen to this one. Matter of fact, go beyond what they've asked you to do. If they said, I want you to go 1 mile, go two. Go. All right. Hello out there. We are still here, and we're still online. Listen, this thing gets down into who we are, and it should. It really should. So, because if you want something of your own, then serve somebody else that already has that or has something like it, and then you'll get your own. But serve them. Take care of what belongs to somebody else. I remember several years ago we had a garden and I didn't have a tiller, and I asked the neighbor who was two houses up. I said, "Hey, can I borrow your tiller?" "Sure." I walked the tiller down there and I'm tilling the ground. And probably about 5 minutes in, it went, tink. And I'm thinking, I hit a rock. So I lift it, and there's no rock. And I reach to start it, and it's not pulling. It's frozen. And I'm thinking, it would have been a wise thing for me to have checked that oil, even though it's not my tiller. Yeah, it seized up. It was out of oil. Just whoosh, seized up. So if I'm real careful and I walk this tiller up to his garage and roll it up and just put it in, just put it back, and he goes and does this number, he did it. No, I wasn't on my mind. It really wasn't. But the thing is, I said, okay. So I called the guy and I said, how much did it take to rebuild a motor on a tiller? And he said, you're better off just going to buy a new one. I did not want to hear that. You know, so you become faithful in what it is that you've borrowed, what you have that belongs to another. And then once you do what you're supposed to go do and take care of the other thing and buy another tiller. Yeah. You know what he said? So help me, this is what he said. And he's great. He was a great friend, still a great friend today, even though he's moved from where they were. You know what he said? You won't borrow anything else? You won't borrow? Hey, I got I got this 73-something out here. You want to borrow my truck? I won't borrow anything else right now. But he was doing that in good humor. But listen to this. Proverbs 25:19 says this. Confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth or a foot out of joint. Billy's back there laughing. I know, man. What's he saying? He said, you can't have confidence in a person if they're unfaithful. It's like trying to walk on a foot that's out of joint. Has anybody ever had a broken foot? Anybody ever had a broken leg, broken foot? A few of you. I mean, you just got up and just ran a race, right? Right after you broke it. Oh, no. Matter of fact, if you could do that. Why? You cannot put weight. You cannot put substance on that foot. It cannot bear anything. Well, that's the way the unfaithful person is. You can't put any substance in this person. You can't put anything, any weight upon this person. Why? Can't be trusted. You can't trust a foot that's out of joint. You ever had a bad tooth and you chewed on the other side? Has anybody ever done that? I got chewed on it. Everything you ate and chewed on. Why? Because you know if you start working this one over here, it's going to be painful because it's broken, it's infected, something's wrong with it. Y'all hear me? See, unfaithfulness, even in this culture today, will show others that you can't be trusted. And that is not how God wants us to be viewed. That's not how he wants to be viewed. So therefore, he is what? He is faithful. God is faithful and just, right, Doug Logan? What's he faithful and just to do? So God is faithful and just. So he wants his people to be faithful and just. He wants his people to yes, we need to obey the things. But that's not faithfulness completely. This thing about being faithful is about taking care of what doesn't belong to you. Doing things to expand the kingdom. We won't be able to go into it. The time is gone. We won't be able to go into it today. We'll do this next Sunday. But this thing about faithfulness, we need to take it to heart. Take it to heart. Because it's something that God is looking for in each one of us so that we can do it. I have another thing that here I wanted to just sort of touch before we end today. And let's see if I can get to it. He says, a faithful man will abound with many blessings. A lot of the blessings that we don't have could be because we don't have faithfulness in that area. But he said, a faithful man will have an abundance of blessings that come from God. And he also says in 2 Timothy, the things that you have heard, he says, in the presence of witness, he said, what you need to do is what you've been given. You need to entrust this, what you've been given, entrust this to other people. In Timothy, it says, man, entrust it to men. Trust it to faithful men. Why does he call them faithful men? Because the rest of it says this, who will be able to teach others also. Give what you have. See, this is faithfulness. What God's given you, give what you have to other people. Entrust that to faithful people. Because the faithful people you entrust that to, they will also give it to someone else. You see how that works? But you can be unfaithful. You can be said, I'm just going to sit still. I don't have a whole lot to do, so I'm just going to ride my salvation out. That's not the way of God. And that is not faithfulness. So he wants us to be faithful people that, along with all the faithfulness, along with all the things that he's given, that he wants us to take them and use them for his glory. Use them to expand the kingdom. Even in a culture like we live in today that fights faith, that fights the way of Christ, that fights the word of God, that fights certain things, you still have to be faithful to what God's given you. Does that make sense? A faithful man, who can find? Don't you want to be one? Don't you want to be a faithful woman, a faithful man of God, a faithful woman of God? Faithful to God, known as being faithful to God, faithful to his word, faithful to his presence, faithful to everything that he's given you. And we'll talk more about that next week. Let's pray. Father, faithful Father, faithful God, you are so good to us. We look at these things and we see the times when we have not been fully faithful. And matter of fact, we didn't follow through with a lot of things that we said we'd do, what you said for us to do, and actually some of the things that you've given it, we just hadn't followed through in some of those things. So we report to you today saying, bring us to the places that we can be trusted with more. Because what we have is not the fullness in our demonstration of you. What we're demonstrating is not the fullness of who you are. And we want to demonstrate the fullness of who you are. So, Father, we love you and we repent in these areas where we have not been faithful. And we ask you, Lord, to bring us to this front and center place as you're looking for someone to support strongly those who have surrendered completely our heart to you. So, Lord, we do that again today. And we do that in front of witnesses, in front of you, and we say, Lord Jesus, bring us to the place in our walk with you that we are strongly supported because we have completely given ourselves to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I would like to meet you. Brother Doug, you come down. Brother Doug, you come down. Because I know I need to get back there to the visitors. But Brother Doug will be here to introduce you to Jesus Christ. If you do not know him, then please come as we dismiss, and he will lead you to God's presence in you. Father, thank you again for your word, your love. Thank you for this people. Thank you, God, that you're at work. And Lord, we are still being worked on. So thank you for your sweetness and your love and your loving way of speaking to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you'd like to meet Christ, you're liberty to go. If you'd like to be invited to come to Christ and receive Christ, come down here to Brother Doug.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.